my middle name. My middle name is Vanessa. No, that's what she says in the video.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. Isn't your mom's name Vanessa?
My mom?
Or like someone in your family? No? No.
Literally not a single person.
Not one person. Well, you seem like, so like, wait, your middle name? My middle name is Vanessa. Well, now I kind of want to start that song over. That was fun. Can we just start the podcast from that, or do I need to do the whole clap thing?
You can start from that.
Okay, great. The podcast has been started. Welcome to Resting Bitch with me, Allie Makovsky, a.k.a. Shoddy or Shorty or Vanessa. Yeah, just start it from the very top, you know? Make sure you tell me when you're, because I want the whole.
It's already been a minute.
Okay, great. It's already been a minute. We're almost done with the, this podcast is almost over at this point. We've already got going. You can call me by my middle. Okay, I need to stop talking about her. She's so funny. I already talked about it on here where she went live on TikTok and she was like, yeah, I said the N-word, but it's, like, in the past, like, I've changed, and it was literally from, like, 2 days ago. Oh, my God, my problematic queen. My face is so dry. Like, it's tight and dry. It's just, like, it's so tight. Because I started going to the dermatologist, and now I'm beautiful and flawless. And it's so expensive, but it's an investment in my future, okay? But my skin's looking good, but it's so dry right now because I'm, you know, using all these products to get it clear. And I just feel like a little lizard person. The headline of this video is, I'm a lizard person, all capital letters, question mark, exclamation point. And I know where Jeffrey Epstein is, just anything to get views. And I get double penetrated, and I'm actually coming out as a bisexual wizard, and I'm just trying to think of all the videos that I watch, and I murdered my wife and kids and have no remorse. Here's my confession. I've been watching a lot of confession videos on YouTube. You know, it's really bad when you watch this many murder things because you just start to think about it a little bit too realistically. How would I, you know, what would my tactics be? How would I react to pretending I had nothing to do with the murder when they confront me about it? Like, you start looking at it a little bit too game plan-y. Okay, I did drink a lot of coffee and I might... Did we record that at the beginning? I don't know. If that part wasn't in the beginning part, I might... This might be the episode that I shit my pants. Oh, that'll be another title. I literally shit my pants. Right now. At least I don't have the diarrhea anymore. Remember, like 2 weeks ago? Explosive diarrhea after the Super Bowl. That's what happens when you let the Kansas City Chiefs win. Okay, I might poop. That's fine. Views. Okay. Obviously, I'm having a guest on today. They were supposed to be here 7 minutes ago, but realistically, they were supposed to be here like 15 minutes ago because show business, you want to be early. That's fine. They asked to be on this podcast, and I don't normally let people on who ask. There's some girl, but he's my boy. Happy to have him on. It worked out perfectly because I was trying to think, like, fuck, who should I have on? And it's always like one of those things where, like, I just overthink it and then I can never think of someone. Like, I just rack my brain around it and it never ends up working out. And as I was thinking of who I should have on, he was like, hey, could I do your podcast? And I was like, perfect. Tomorrow. Get here at like 11:15. No later than 11:30. And it's 11:37. But whatever, Hollywood traffic. I can't wait to hear his excuse. I will call him out and confront him. But it's so weird. Someone asked to do my podcast who I literally have had like 2 in-person conversations with. And it's like, what would we talk about? I don't know you. What would we talk about? It's different if it was like, you know, someone who I've seen from their work, someone who has like a really cool podcast or is like on a TV show or has a cool comedy special, something where I could like ask them questions about that. But this person, my guest is here. But this person, I'm like, I don't really know you. And okay, he's here. Do you want to get him?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So my guest is here. We're going to absolutely call him out and roast his ass. I'm excited to have him here. I'm so tired. Well, I'm not really tired, but I just, my body feels weak. And I did drink too much coffee without having food. So now I feel like I'm going to explode. I should probably go to the bathroom for like, maybe I'll do that. Maybe while he's on here, I'll just leave to go to the bathroom and then not explain it to him. And then he'll be so confused. And I'll just make him have to like talk to you guys and take over the podcast for like 5 minutes. Uh-oh. Look who's coming up the stairs, making his grand entrance. Did you shower?
Yeah, my hair is so long right now. Okay.
Shut up. No, go over there. I have to introduce you. What are your credits? What do you want me to say about you? Okay, he's...
Represent.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Anything else?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay. He has more credits than me, but that doesn't mean he's better. Credits don't mean anything except for they literally do. Okay, so my guest today is late. He showered before he got here, which, you know what, if you're gonna be late, at least smell nice, and I'm gonna smell you when you get over here. Don't do your arms like that. Don't flex.
I'm not flexing.
You're flexing. He had his arms just like, you know, like the,
like
that's like the male version of girls, like, you know, wearing a low cut top and then crossing their arms so their tits look bigger. You're doing your arm tits. You're showing off your arm tits to me right now. Okay, I didn't know you were jacked, Gavin. That's all I'm saying is I did not know you were jacked. It's like, it's 11:30 in the morning. That's so much information for me to process as your friend. Because normally when I see you, okay, I'm going to introduce you. Normally, you're always in, like, hoodies and crew necks, and now all of a sudden he moves to L.A. and has fucking ripped arms. Please, don't intimidate. My audience is all weak-bodied people. That's why we all are friends.
Well, I had a t-shirt on because it was
driving. No, don't put on that sweater. It's ugly. I like your shirt. Okay, so my guest has been... He was on Bill Burr Presents. Yeah, okay. Bill Burr heard of him. He's done comedy, and Bill Burr's seen it. That's pretty cool. I've seen Bill Burr do comedy, so it's kind of like Ally Makovsky presents Bill Burr in some ways, and no one's talking about that. He's also been on Conan. Redheaded guys are obsessed with you. Oh, my God. Wow. Gavin's got, like, a redheaded guy thing. Okay. Please welcome my guest, Gavin Matz. Woo! Here you go.
Hey.
Talk into this part.
This part?
Yeah, this
so
part.
So cover my mouth?
Yeah, my mom hates it. Oh, wait, can we move the camera so it's like... Because Gavin's not close enough to me. Normally, my guests are pretty much sitting on my lap, but your distance is like really...
I'm trying to be respectful.
Of who?
Of the viewers.
Oh, okay. Oh, you don't want to make them jealous?
Yeah.
My mom, every time I have a male guest on, she's always like, oh my God, the chemistry that you guys have. I had my dad on and she was like, wow. It seems like you guys have been friends for years.
It's just because you're like one of the boys.
You know what? I have called myself that a couple times. No one else has called me that, so I appreciate you saying that. But I am one of the boys, self-proclaimed. None of the boys have told me that except for you, so thank you.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
I haven't eaten or had coffee, so I would love both of these.
Okay, I was thinking we could Lady and the Tramp the banana if you're down. Like, just both at both ends, eat the banana.
I think
because I'm also hungry.
That's my least favorite way to eat a banana.
You've done it before?
One time.
Oh. Who was it with? Oh, Bill yeah. Burr. I knew it.
No, it was just some other redhead.
Oh, okay. Who else is owed? Andrew Santino?
We've talked.
Oh, okay. But never shared a banana.
Never shared a banana.
Okay. What other redheads are there? Louis. Oh, it was Louis. But you didn't call him out. You were like, that's going to stay between us.
Yeah.
If Louis asked you to open for him, would you?
It depends.
I would. It depends. Absolutely. It no depends questions
on the,
asked.
It depends on the money.
Well, he's not doing like $200 for a guest spot. You think Louis is going to pay $200?
No, I just think if I'm featuring for Louis, then he should pay me for, you know, the flight,
hotel,
and then anybody like lashing out at me online.
Totally. Yeah. For like future compensation. Yeah.
Which, whatever that is, if that's like, you know, a gift card to Whole Foods or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, on top of feature pay.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think he's got it.
Yeah. He's absolutely selling out immediately. Yeah. I know somebody that did opened for him in Winnipeg at this club Rumors.
Was it a girl or a guy opening?
It was a guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And everybody.
Wait, the club is called Rumors?
Yeah. But they're not just rumors anymore.
No, it's Statements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm opening a comedy club called Statements. That's for woke comics.
Oh, rumor. Wait, Statements is for woke comics?
Yeah, my comedy club, my hypothetical comedy club I'm opening, it's called Statements.
Uh-huh.
And it's for woke comics who aren't telling jokes. They're just telling statements. They're just stating things that they believe.
Okay. We're taking it literally. That's like my stance. If you go to Punchlines.
And then,
like, and then you're like, why is there a setup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought this was all going to be it. That's funny. Speaking of Punchline,
you want to hear that.
Speaking of Punchline, I'll be there at San Francisco April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'm doing a weekend headlining.
Really?
Yes.
The Punch? That's sick.
Yes.
Are you stoked?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
I just did my first.
What are you doing?
I did my first American headline weekend in, because I've done Canadian clubs, but I don't count it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens in Canada stays in Canada. Rumors, yeah. Baby.
Dead Crow Comedy in North Carolina. It was fun as shit.
That's sick. I was supposed to go to North Carolina, but then I booked a commercial that I didn't. I was essentially in. I got booked to be a lead in this commercial.
They cut you out.
No, I was a glorified extra. I rode a bird scooter. I had a helmet on. I was wearing business casual clothes. You couldn't even tell it was me. I just zoomed past.
How much money? Say it.
I don't remember, honestly.
So it wasn't that
much. I'll find the email. No, it wasn't that much, but I'm like, I'm going to be a lead in a commercial. And then I got there and they're like, put on this helmet, Nationwide. Wear a mask, actually just eat the food and don't come on set. But I was supposed to do Asheville
you got
Comedy
there and they're
Festival.
Like, they're like, you're actually kind of creeping us out.
Yeah, actually your vibe is a lot different in person.
Would it be okay if you weren't in the commercial, really?
How do you feel about PAing this commercial? How do you feel about helping us out?
Could you actually be assistant to the PA?
Yeah. Could you be PA's assistant? Yeah. But I was supposed to do Asheville Comedy Festival, and I heard Asheville's a really cool place. But then, you know what? I was looking at the pictures of it, and I was like...
No, shut up. Everybody's like, this is a really cool place, and you get there, and you're like, I don't want to do anything.
People don't know what cool is. People who live in not cool places think that not cool things are cool.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, we have a pizza place.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my gosh, what? It must be. What's so cool about it?
Oh,
and they're like...
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, they're like, they actually use extra cheese, and you're like, that's what makes it cool.
In North Carolina, across from the hotel, there was the Cotton Exchange, which they just still
have.
That
sounds racist.
I mean, it's where they used to sell people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and they still have it up, but inside there's it's like a farmer's market inside. And so I was making fun of it, and on the Friday show, 20 people walked out. They were mad. And then
white people?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, always white people. White people.
And they're like older dudes too. You're like Trump supporters.
Quick question. Why do white people be mad?
They just like love statues.
They love statues.
They love statues.
But not. And wait, hold on. This joke's not gonna work, but still gonna try it anyways. Say your part again. They love statues.
Okay. Would you say, let's go back.
Hey, quick question. Why do white people be mad?
Because they love statues.
And statute of limitations.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Well, welcome to statements.
Can you fill out the comment cards? Don't tell Bill Burr about this, okay? Do not tell Bill Burr about this.
I mean, I won't, but he will watch it.
Do you think he's a fan of Resting Bitch?
Look at us in our dirty Air Force Ones.
Dude, we're such white people.
Yeah.
This is why white people be mad.
I like a dirty Air Force One. It makes me feel very Shia LaBeouf vibes.
Right? We both follow that account that just posts Shia outfits. Yeah,
I've liked every photo.
He's so, you know what? I've had a couple interactions with the Shia man.
We know.
I know, everyone knows. I talk about it as much as I can.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him.
Weren't you there when he punched the guy?
He did not punch the guy. It was an altercation that got out of hand, and no hands on Shia's end were thrown. But I will say,
did throw hands,
I would defend
him. It's
probably
over. He looks jacked right now.
Dude, he's so jacked.
For that move.
How do you feel about Timothy Chalamet? Because I can't stop talking about him, and I don't even know if I genuinely like him or if I'm just caught up in the allure.
I don't like him at all.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You and
I think he's like he overacts.
He does, right?
I think he's got like a Nicolas Cage thing going for him. That's like not exact. It's not like as good as Nicolas Cage. Like, you know how Nicolas Cage overacts in a way that you're like, this, he's doing it.
And he's kind of, and here's the thing. I do love Timmy T. Love him. Okay.
I love Chloe Fineman's impression of him more than I love him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Chloe Fineman had a very good Weekend Update on the desk. She like smashed it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so funny.
He kind of just always play. He's the same in every role he plays.
Yeah. He's always like troubled and distraught and scoffing. He's a scoffer.
I would like him to scoff me.
You'd like him to scoff
me? I'd like to get scoffed by Timmy.
I don't exactly know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
I don't think he's like...
But I feel like...
Are you saying like to eat you out?
Scoffed. Maybe like a finger or two.
A finger?
A finger or two.
I feel like he's a big fingerer.
You think so? Yeah, he's long.
He's big into finger banging.
Absolutely. And he's not good at it.
No, he's not.
And he bites his nails, so it kind of hurts a little bit for the girl.
And he'll probably look at you so angry when he's doing it.
Because he's like focusing. He's like, they didn't teach this in theater school.
He's like staring at you. Ew.
I love that.
I didn't like your eyes looking at me when you did this. Yeah, that was not good for me.
No?
No.
I just realized that I'm chewing ice so loud in my mouth on the mic.
Yeah. But you edit this.
We don't edit.
You don't edit
The first episode I ever recorded, we recorded like an hour of the podcast. And at one point, like 13 minutes in, one of the pillows fell. And I said, that's a gay pillow. And I was like, I can't say that the pillow's gay. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to get, why would I say that? I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. And so instead of editing it out, we recorded a whole new episode.
Okay.
Just because I called the pillow gay.
Right. So it's a good thing you brought that up.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I didn't, I was kind of like staring at you.
Do you have another hour available? Because we're going to have to just re-record.
From you chewing ice?
And no, from me calling the pillow gay. I forgot that I wasn't supposed to say it.
Yeah, I'm free until about 2:00.
Okay. Wait, what were you saying about my mouth?
I was just watching you chew ice and...
What? Is it gross?
I mean, I think chewing ice is maybe the grossest thing you can do.
Okay.
Not you, other people, actually. When you do it, damn. When you do it, it's interesting.
She do be crunching, though. My dad is a nice chewer, and I get most things from my dad. Me and my dad are very similar in gross ways.
Yeah.
Like, my dad's a nice chewer.
He has the same hair color.
He has the
you.
Same hair color.
Famously.
My dad was on my podcast, right. And it was wild. But he's a nice chewer. He also does this when he's watching shows. He puts his shirt over his face. And he just watches TV like this. And
why is
sometimes
that?
He'll chew on it. So he'll just have like a wet collar on his shirt. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I can see that you get most things from him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We also both have wide feet.
Okay.
And we also, like, if we have salad, we'll lick the bowl after to get all the sauce and juice and stuff.
Okay.
That's like
any
a
dressing
thing to do. Yeah, like with the dressing, like everything that's left at the bottom, we just lick it up.
I like a like good dogs. Bowl lick, but I don't think with salad.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, we lick, I shouldn't say that. Me and my dad are both like disgusting food eaters.
Right. You like, lick each other's bowls.
Yeah, we
Allie just, like, licks her dad's bowls.
Yeah. My dad has good bowls to lick.
He just leaves his bowls out.
And there's like a lot of leftover juice and sauce on his bowls.
Yeah. And then you go over and you're like,
and
I'm
go,
coming
Dad,
over.
Do you have any bowls I can lick?
And then he's
How
got
are
your
bowls doing?
And then he's got them ready.
And he's got the bowls ready to lick. And I go, your bowls hold up
a
nicely
deep bowl,
throughout the years.
Like one of the deep, you know, like a deep bowl? Or
yeah,
is it like a wide bowl?
I hate those bowls that are like essentially plates and you're like, what am I supposed to put in
yeah,
here?
It's
you're
like
trying to eat cereal
it's
and it's just
plate,
like a fondue tray.
I know, and they're always at like Airbnbs, like these people with the, if I go to a fucking Airbnb and you got one of these half bowls, that's like a 2-star situation. Mm-hmm. I need like a deep bowl.
Yeah.
Deep. I want my whole hand to have to go down.
Yeah, you
want to
fist
I'm
the bowl.
When I'm scooping food out.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
want to fist the bowl.
You want to fist the bowl.
You got to fist the bowl.
Yeah. And I've heard word on the street is you're fisting bowls out here. Bill Burr. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say, Bill Burr.
I like it when people ask, they are like, what? Or like, you'll do it like now that I have like a credit and they'll ask before I go on stage, they'll be like, what do you want? What do you want me to say about you? And you'll be like, oh, well, here's a credit. And then they'll be like, what do you want me to say? I'll be like, Conan. And they'll be like, oh, this guy's Conan. Like, they'll say that to me
this
before.
This guy's Conan?
Yeah, they'll do like a joke making fun of me.
Oh, because
me
they're insecure?
And, yeah, yeah, and yeah. I'm like,
I'm not insecure.
I'm like,
at all.
Could you not fucking do that?
I
no, I know you're
incre-
not. No. You're fine. You're headlining the punchline.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
You're
Joe Rogan's daughter.
I'm Joe. Yeah, I'm his illegitimate daughter. No one knows that yet. People are like, oh, Allie opens for him because she's a woman. And
well, that's actually not true because
or
he doesn't. You're his first female
his
opener.
His first female opener. Allie only opens for him because she's a woman and diversity and blah blah blah. Or like, oh, Allie only opens for him because they're hooking up and no one knows, but they are. And it's like,
oh my
no,
God.
I'm his daughter.
Yeah, that's a
look
gross...
Look at my knuckle size.
You know what's grosser
you
than...
You think that comes from Larry? No, that's a Joe Rogan fist right there.
Huh.
That's why I'm so buff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... I hate... well, I don't hate. I don't want to offend anybody. There's like a...
Gotta keep the audience
There's like a fancy
broad.
Tic-tac-toe thing here. I don't like it when they like... They're like, tic-tac-toe is art.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what's next?
Okay.
Boy. A crossword puzzle.
Oh, yeah. What's next? Sudoku?
What's next? Legos?
Oh, what's next? Coloring books? I can only imagine if people watching it.
They love
it. They're like,
they love
they're
it.
Gearing up. They're like,
no, they
we're
love
about
it.
To get some ASMR.
They're like, we,
live.
Yeah, because.
But then the person just listening to it on Spotify, they have no idea it's coming. And then they hear the chew.
No, but that's what they love.
They love that.
Because the podcast is essentially like role play because they don't know when it's going to happen. But pretty much every single episode of this podcast, there's ASMR randomly thrown in unexpectedly. So the whole time they're just getting lubed up, ready to go. And all of a sudden they hear that ice crunch and they're.
Wow, it really throws a Throws a crunch.
Yeah. Throws a crunch. Throws a crunch in the plans. The old saying.
Yeah. As the saying goes, throw a crunch in the plans.
Throw a crunch in your plans. You got a granola bar.
Oh, man. Oats.
Oats.
Eat those in bowls. Deep ones.
Deep bowls.
Yes. Tie bowls. Everything we've said together.
Hey.
Oh, shit. Is that a banana phone?
Yeah, but it's my dad.
Oh. Larry? Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how wet is your collar right now? We could edit that out, actually. I'd be fine with that if we edited that out.
We're actually not releasing this.
Oh, good.
Well, here's the thing. Whenever people ask to do my podcast, I'm like, yeah, come over. We'll record. I'd love to have you on. And then I never put it out.
Good. I like that, actually.
There's been like 5 people.
Well, you texted me. You're like, yesterday, you're like, what are you doing? And I was like, let me do your podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. But it was perfect because I needed to do a guest episode and I like just couldn't think of who to have on because I was like overthinking everything. That was cool.
That was great.
But it was off cam. I don't think you can do it twice.
No, it wasn't as cool.
It wasn't as cool. I couldn't think of who to have on, so when you asked that, it just kind of worked out.
Cool.
But someone asked to someone that I don't really know that well who lives in New York and like I've only met a couple times and like have had very brief conversations with.
Right.
Was like, can I do your podcast? I'm gonna be in LA like these dates. And I'm like, what would we talk about?
Yeah, it's weird to I mean, I was more joking when I asked you, but I'm glad you said yes.
I mean, you weren't joking.
But it's weird to be like, I'm going to be in your city. Can I do a podcast? I'm like, what?
But also, like, never have I had a long conversation with this person.
I know, but it's funny.
I'm just curious what they think that we would talk about.
What's their name?
I have to burp. Hold on. That was really bad timing. I think. I could just show you.
I don't know who that is.
I know, exactly.
For good reason.
Exactly.
She's watching this.
I love the confidence. No, and that's the other thing. It's like, I don't expect people who come on to listen, but if you're going to ask, at least be like, oh, I love your podcast. It's really entertaining. I would love to be on it. At least gas me up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you're not listening to my podcast.
It's the most exciting thing I've ever come across.
Yeah, I'm like, that's...
The way you are on the couch...
That's the last word I would use to describe this podcast.
The
exciting.
Way you chew ice is so...
I do a lot of noises.
It's so fucking, like... Next level, like I can't even. Can we see?
Yeah.
You're just fully on, you know, not even on the grid yet. Oh, here we go.
Also, it says her bio says model.
Slash comic.
Slash model.
Oh, so she's like a model.
Slash comic. Slash model. Okay, now I'm giving away too much. I literally said her bio.
She replies to your stuff a lot.
Yeah. I mean, not really. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, she messaged you, let's do mics?
Let's hit the mics together.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to fucking meet up at 5 mics? O'clock and do the mics?
Want to hit the Lyric Hyperion, pay $5 to perform 3 minutes of comedy?
In hell.
In hell.
Wait, is Statements your comedy club gonna have an open mic?
Statements will have a weekly open mic, yeah. But everyone does. Everyone has to do prop comedy.
Interesting.
Just to kind of like switch it up.
Yeah.
Get them out of their comfort zone.
Okay, in my comedy club, which I haven't named yet, there's an open mic, but I only pick 3 people.
It's called.
I only pick 3 people to perform, and they have to host, feature, and then a headliner.
Okay.
And it could be, and it's like open mic level. But the person, if they sign up and they get picked as the headliner out of the bucket, they have to do 45 minutes.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go to
it's
that.
It's like their
open
first
mic.
Set.
Yeah.
They can't
They've
get
only
off.
Prepared 5 minutes.
If they leave early, they just we get to beat the shit out of them.
Oh.
And you have to pay.
What was your...
It's $20.
Do they get paid after, though? It's like a no. You pay, but then...
No, no, no. Oh, they get paid in time.
Nice. That's my favorite way to get paid.
You get paid in experience.
Yeah. My mom always goes, great exposure. When I first started comedy and I was going to open
mics...
My
mom says shit like that, too.
Oh, my God.
She's like, that's great exposure. Good. Just get out there. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck you think I'm exposing myself to?
Pedophiles. Only pedophiles go to open mics who aren't performing.
It's great exposure.
It's great exposure.
My mom was always like, you got to get in the paper.
Your mom? Is that what Canadians call mom?
Mom.
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 Yeah.
Mom.
M-U-M.
Mim.
M-U-M.
Mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I say mom. I fucking love the queen.
You know what I have to... You know what I have to...
I love the queen. Excuse me. I have to leave, actually. I have to go to the pub. I actually don't use bowls. I just put everything in a newspaper.
In a newspaper.
Yeah, that's what they do with fish and chips. You've been to London, you fuck.
Iconic Canadians, rattle them off, Luca Magnotta. Did you watch Don't Fuck with Cats?
No.
Oh. Was that a big deal in Canada?
I've been
here. The guy
here.
Who fucked with cats? Yeah, no. But you that was when you were there.
No, I never. I don't remember.
Why don't you watch Don't Fuck with Cats?
I don't watch documentaries.
Not even about murder?
No, because I don't want to have to talk to people about them. Because if you've watched the same documentary as someone, you have to talk to them for an hour. That's
yeah, but
law.
What else are you going
to
talk to them about? That's
nothing,
why I watch
nothing.
Them. No. I'm going to be like, oh, how was your day?
I just get so bored.
I get so bored of talking to people. That's why I watch these docs.
But then, so you have to talk to people about
but
them.
But I love talking about them. Okay, well, fine. That puts a crunch in my plans.
Oh, the old saying.
Our old saying.
As the saying goes.
Our old saying. Oh, ASMR. Will you hold this for me?
Yeah, I'll hold that right up.
There's a mukbang. Banana mukbang. These mics are so bad. There's definitely no way that picked up the audio.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it did? Nice.
Yeah, don't insult. Are these your mics?
I mean, they're not my, I use them.
Right.
I don't own them. I don't have the receipt for them.
I love that the mic is like, you're like, talk. You have to speak and hold it.
I've done that before. You're not doing anything new. I've done that before.
Oh, you've done it before?
Okay, go back to episode 12 where I do that.
I actually love your podcast. I've watched every episode.
No, you haven't. You're such a liar. Don't do that.
I remember when you started, I was like, I'll watch episode 20.
You went with straight to 20?
No, I was like, I'll wait until she's at episode 20.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll watch because, you know, she'll be in her bag by then.
You haven't watched.
Oh, seen clips.
Uh-oh. You know what?
Would you guys rather Allie chew ice or eat the banana or both? Do you think you could chew ice and eat banana?
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, how are you going to grab that? Ew, you just got like a naked banana in your hand. You're like a little kid. A little kid just holding a naked banana.
I want banana.
I went to school with this kid and he would eat chocolate bars, but he would fully take them out of the wrapper all the way and just hold it. Like a fucking psycho. He probably fucked with cats. You know what I mean?
He fucked with cats.
He would just hold it and then his hands would be chocolatey. But this isn't like elementary school. This is like a 16-year-old boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He had like long fingers too. He looked like a fucking witch.
Slender Man.
Yeah, his name was like Jordan something.
Jordan Peele.
No, he was like a skinny white guy that had like...
Of course.
What's that
he's
blood
a white
thing?
Guy.
What, anemia?
Yeah, anemic.
He was anemic.
Yeah.
Like if I cut him, he would probably bleed to death.
Yeah. But like only a little bit of blood.
If,
he
yo,
have
if
that
I
much.
Find out you're anemic and I don't like you, I'm going to cut you.
Cut your ass. Paper cut. That's all it takes. Ass. Just a paper cut. I'm going to try and catch this in my mouth. Okay. Here we go. Do you believe in me?
Because
we need to raise the stakes in some way.
I believe in you, but.
What if I just imagine this? Imagine how sick this would be. I throw it up and it lands and it just goes down.
Wait,
in one
what if
bite.
It gets stuck in your throat? and that's how you fucking die.
Banana. Okay, I'm going to try.
We're both looking at each other like, I'm not sticking my fingers in there.
You guys just leave. He moves out. Okay.
This would have the most views though.
for sure. Why do you think I'm doing it? Why do you think I do anything?
Could you actually die? That would be good for me.
Oh, if I died?
Because I'm a part of it. Oh, okay. And people would be like, what was it like?
Just make sure you like look good while I'm doing it and not be like, be scared enough, but not like
I put my arms on my leg? Right before.
That looks kind of weird. Look at yourself. Know what you want to be looking like when we go viral. And here we go. Okay. I need to like make sure I watch. Okay. 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 Ow. 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 Okay. That didn't work. It did hit me directly in the mouth. And that hurt.
It landed when it came down. I just didn't want it to touch me. Yeah. So I I was scared.
You don't think a banana has the range to hurt? There's a full, but it does hurt. Yeah, it
chip.
I've bit my tongue. Okay.
Yeah, you just smell like banana now.
Yeah, so you like the pod? You're a fan of the pod?
I love it. Oh, man, this is the best pod. I'm in from New York. Let's hit some mics.
Let's hit some mics. Let's go to the pizza shop.
There's got to be a 3 p.m. Bert's back room.
Oh, I haven't been there. Yeah, I might. The after smell of banana is so repulsive. Repulsive. That's Logan Paul's new podcast.
Really? Repulsive?
No, he has a podcast called Impulsive. I'm just...
Oh, I don't know anything about Logan Paul.
Really? I was just talking shit on him on my last podcast.
Really?
Yeah, everyone was attacking him. Everyone attacks him. Well, because he was saying, if you have anxiety, just smile. And, things will get easier. And it's obviously, this man has never struggled. Why are we... why would you expect him to give good advice about anxiety? But everyone's like, you suck.
Wait, yeah, he doesn't have anxiety. He fully does things without thinking.
Yes.
He's never overanalyzed anything in his life.
No.
Then he went into the suicide force and was like, ah.
But it's why do you need to attack him for that? It's just be in your head, be oh yeah, he's a dumbass. But we all know that. It's not breaking news, but everyone's tweeting about it as if this is new to us. Wow, I can't believe he said that. And it's what do you expect this man to say?
Yeah.
And something intelligent? No.
And then Tim Dillon's on his podcast yelling about how he's a government plant.
Yeah. Logan is?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I wanted to read you some DMs. Speaking of hitting the mics, there's this guy who DMs me jokes that he wants me to do, and I've refused to, but I thought this would be a good time to
run these jokes. Can we go back and forth? You'll do one and then I'll read one?
Okay, sure. I mean, he's only sent a couple. My lip still hurts from that banana.
Of course it does. I've been hit with banana before.
Okay.
Do you think your mama's gonna think we have good chemistry?
She'll let me know and then I'll let you know. I think,
but regardless, she's going to be whatever. It's a great exposure.
She'll think it's great exposure. Sorry.
Yeah, please don't.
She really liked my episode with Trevor Wallace.
Okay.
And you know, you're also white and silly. So I think she'll like that.
Right, right, right.
I think she just likes seeing me happy. So when someone makes me laugh, I think it makes her really happy.
Right.
No pressure.
No I feel pressure. Like you've laughed a couple times. I don't really.
I have laughed a couple times. Yeah, that's good. Not as much as Trevor's episode, but I have laughed a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good.
Well, now I got to think about that for the rest of the time.
No, you're good. Don't even worry about it.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go first.
All right. You go first.
Hey. Wait. Where do I start?
Started a joke.
Also, hey, I have a question/topic for the podcast. How prevalent is ghostwriting in stand-up? Comics talk incessantly about how to start and get better at stand-up, but no one ever discusses how to go about getting started in ghostwriting in the open, which I get because that field is all about discretion, but I think it would be interesting to hear your take on it. People don't really have ghostwriters.
I've heard about some people that have writers.
But the people who do have writers are super successful people, Amy Schumer, Chris Rock, people like that.
Yeah.
Don't have time. Ellen DeGeneres. People who don't have time to test out material and work. Yeah. But all of their ghostwriters are people who they've worked with in the past who also have their own successful comedy careers in some way or another. It's not just some dude who's trying open mics.
Right.
You have to continue and work hard still at your own comedy for other comics to want you to work with them.
Well,
don't you think?
I have heard of a couple of people that...
Spill the tea.
That aren't
sis.
I would say that they're like a headliner, but I think they're like mid-level, and I know, and I've heard that they have a writer.
Yeah. I told you mine. Interesting.
Wait.
Whoa. That's not that exciting.
Exactly.
Gavin. Okay.
Yeah. But then it's also like, you know, I heard like Chappelle was at the Cellar like a month ago, and he did like three different headline shows, and then between each one he would like go up to the table and talk to like Michelle Wolf and somebody, and then by the end of the night he had like worked out in like a whole hour.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's cool. Oh, so now he's ghostwriting for me. Now I have a ghostwriter. Okay, right.
So you do the first
joke. Okay, so this is my first joke. Also, I wrote a one-liner in your style. This is my style for a ghost writing challenge on the spot today, out of curiosity. And hey, this guy, Jeremy, I appreciate it. Don't want to make fun of you.
Me neither.
But I'm just going to read exactly what you wrote and the audience can decide. Out of curiosity, if you would oblige, rate it from 1 to 10 on how funny you found it. Because that's how you judge comedy. You don't laugh. You just rate it. Whenever I do shows at the Improv, people are like, 7, 2.
No, they hold up a sign usually.
They hold up a sign sometimes. If and you're at a
like,
nice club.
It's like an auction.
Yeah, like the like statement,
my club. They're
buying
my joke. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the joke. Oh, good. There's a lot. Here's my joke. Hey guys, how are you doing tonight? Everyone's good? You guys dating? Nice. All right. Funny story. I tried to give my boyfriend what I thought were butterfly kisses last night. I also found out last night that I didn't know what butterfly kisses were and that my uncle is a pervert.
Three.
Hold on. Let me make sure.
Three?
That's a three?
Yeah.
Well, let's dissect it. Funny story.
So
I'm telling the audience that this story is funny.
Immediately, you're like, this is going to be funny.
This is funny.
So my expectations are like, oh, this is a banger.
It's hilarious.
Allie's about to be in her bag.
I never say that this story is funny.
No, you
would
never say that.
None of my stories are funny.
So you always are saying stuff that's funny, but you're never like, this is going to be funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Expectations are high.
Yeah, too high from the start. I tried to give my boyfriend what I thought were butterfly kisses last night.
Okay.
So we're establishing that I'm in a relationship, so all the dudes in the audience already don't like me.
Yeah, they don't want to laugh.
They're threatened. They don't want to laugh. They're like, I don't have
like,
a chance.
They're like, one, women aren't funny.
And
I can't have sex with this one.
And this one's off the market.
And so you're like, how much longer is she on stage?
I can't even.
Is this an opening joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sucks.
So, but also,
butterfly kisses.
I think the boyfriend part is important for the rest of the joke.
The boyfriend part is important because there's a misdirect.
Right, here we go.
And also, I thought were butterfly kisses last night. This is what I thought were butterfly kisses last night to my boyfriend.
See, now here, you would probably do a butterfly. You would say what you think a butterfly kiss was.
Yeah, you'd
in
be
a
like,
comedic take.
Yeah.
Like if you were like, oh, butterfly kisses, and then he headbutted me.
That's when you, know
you
come
mean?
Out of a cocoon
funny,
to
funny.
Kiss.
Yeah, there we go.
I also found out last night that I didn't know what butterfly kisses were and that my uncle is a pervert. But I don't get that because I'm saying I'm the one who's trying out the butterfly kiss, but then I'm saying my uncle is a pervert. So you would have to say my boyfriend tried giving me butterfly kisses last night, but I don't think he knew what it was.
Okay, but I'm also
but
caught up.
Also,
I'm like, is your boyfriend your uncle?
Yeah.
Are you dating your uncle?
Butterfly kisses
or your uncle?
My
is your uncle?
Uncle?
Yeah.
It's confusing.
And it's also like, yeah, maybe you butterfly kiss your boyfriend, but you're not going to go butterfly kiss other people.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like a, hey, we're joking around, being intimate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just go up to someone. And,
imagine if I just that's how I end the podcast. I just butterfly kiss you.
Yeah.
Also, pink eye. Don't want it.
So I'm just going to give him a three on that one. But it was his first joke. And, you know, the more jokes you write, you do get better.
Well, let's see, because he does send us more jokes.
He does? Where
we'll
are
see
they?
If he improves. Hold on.
If so, here's one I came up with today that can be the first one.
You got this.
Yeah.
This is our open mic. Are you thinking about how to deliver it?
Yeah.
It's hard. There's really not a way.
You gotta read it first. I don't know which part of the set this is in. Obviously, I'm already like, I'm Allie and I'm already like killing.
No, you can read this as you, right?
Okay, I'll read it as me.
So you're not killing.
I'm not killing.
Someone compared you to Chris D'Elia the other night when I was with you.
That doesn't even make sense. It makes no sense. All.
They're like, oh, you're just like Chris D'Elia.
I'm like, well, why?
You're like, is it because I'm wearing a Hypebeast shirt?
Yeah, I don't know what I was wearing, but I'm not like Chris D'Elia at all.
I wouldn't say at all, but you're not. Okay, read the joke.
Don't squeeze the boobs too hard. You'll break the yolk. That is my impression of my drunk grandmother giving me the only sex advice I ever received. Don't squeeze the boobs too hard. You'll break the yolk. That's is my impression of my drunk grandmother giving me the only sex advice I ever
received. I think this person thinks that I'm William Montgomery. I don't think that they know it's me because that could be potentially a William Montgomery joke, but that's not an Allie joke.
Yeah.
Why would my grandma be giving me advice about squeezing people's boobs?
Yeah. And you're also like kind of blowing up your grandmother's spot in that joke. You're like, she's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
She has a problem.
And then, oh, here's another joke.
And also like,
why would your boobs be eggs? Yeah. No one has ever compared the boobs to eggs.
I've never wanted to crack a couple boobs open.
Yeah. scramble some boobies.
Scramble some titties up.
I used to call it scrambling the eggs when you just shake your boobs.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
But I've never talked about that, and he wouldn't know that. He doesn't have the same experience as me because
I'm thinking about boobs and, like, you know, the areola and the nipple. Maybe that's the image of, like, the egg. You know,
sure.
How like, when you crack an egg, I guess that's, like, yolk is areola.
But when would you ever touch a boob with two hands and spread it apart?
Yeah, that would be so dumb.
That'd be so dumb.
I would never have done that before.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Here's my next joke from Jeremy.
I always want to put boobs together.
Yeah, you want to put them.
I don't know why. Like, it's like I'm like I'm connecting like electricity.
I think it's like a very it's like when you're a kid and you're just like putting all of your toys together.
Yeah, it's so hard to like just be alive because you see so many boobs and you just want to put them together.
So many. Whoa, Gavin. Okay.
Yeah, there's boobs all over.
Whoa. Gavin's killing it. I loved working at. Here's my joke. I loved working at the suicide hotline for the same reason I love poker. I fucking love calling people's bluffs. The only bad thing about the hotline is they just hang up and you don't get to know if you were right or not.
Right.
But if you're calling the suicide hotline, you're not. No one's ever bluffing. No one's ever calling in to be like, guess if I'm serious
but Jeremy,
or not.
Jeremy's writing these jokes for you.
Yeah.
And, in this joke, you love poker.
I think I just accidentally called him on Instagram. We should call him up and be like, hey, here's what we think about your jokes.
We should call him up and be like, can you say it?
In your voice. Let's,
have you
let's
said
try
it,
call,
have
let's
you
try
said
calling
it out
him.
Loud?
Do you think he'll answer? Probably not. Let's find out.
I mean.
Are you willing to call Jeremy?
Yeah. He's going to have a heart attack
on this section,
and or boner.
Wait, hold on. I think you're like, are you in the sun?
Am I?
Yeah, you're in the sun. Can we put up that like blue screen or whatever?
I like it.
You like the light?
Yeah,
I didn't fun. Realize on one of the episodes we did it later on in the day.
Okay, word.
And I had drinks over here and all of a sudden the sun came through and it was just a spotlight
on
the drinks and I was like completely dark.
I love drinks.
I love beverages. Okay. The blue screen is kind of in the frame, but... Yeah.
Is that going to be a problem?
You know, whatever. It looks better. Here, scoot in.
You're not going to edit this?
No, we're not editing this. This is all part of the allure of my podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. Okay, let's call up Jeremy.
Jeremy.
He seems like a nice guy. How can I call him? Do I have to? Okay.
Oh, you have to go to his page?
No.
Maybe he doesn't have it available. Right.
No, I think I have to accept the message. Okay, here we go. Let's call him up.
Oh, shit.
He looks like a nice guy. He's got a good black and white photo.
He's leaning a lot in the photo. I don't really trust people that lean in photos like that. He's like outstretched like this. You know, it's like, why? What choice is that that you made?
I don't think he's going to answer.
If he doesn't answer, you fucking.
Come on, Jerry.
Well, it's true. He is a ghostwriter.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to keep like his. I mean, if people really wanted to find Jeremy and find out who he was, they could now. They have enough information.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't join.
You know what I mean?
Let's call again.
Because you just go, which Jeremy we're using is a fake name. Like, it's not, like, that's not the name. But if you did want to find him, you could probably, like, but it's not his name. So even if you go to Allie's Instagram.
You want the rest of the banana?
I don't want to see it. And even if you go to Allie's Instagram and you go into the, whoever is following her and search Jeremy, you're not going to find it because we used a fake name. We used a fake name and you look for a leaning photo, you're not going to see it.
You're not going to see it.
You're not going
to
see it.
You're never going to find it.
Sorry.
It's totally different. I wanted to talk to you and I'm glad that I remembered this because in your... Okay, he didn't join. Fuck Jeremy.
In my what?
In your... In your... You posted a clip of your stand-up from the Bill Burr Presents, or it might have been another thing that you've done because you're just killing it.
Thank you.
You have this joke about, and I don't get to see you perform, like, I don't see you perform that often, you know, and so I had never heard this joke, and it's so funny where you talk about how, because how old are you? 25?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 24, and you have a joke about how Two Girls, One Cup came out when we were, like, 11 years old.
2007 it was, or 2009.
I made a parody video of that with my stepsister, and we had chocolate pudding, and my older sister recorded it.
Wait, do you still have it?
No, it was on like my sister's like flip phone at the time. You know, it was like very random. I don't know why she filmed it. It's one of those things where looking back, it's like, that's so weird of you to film and gross.
Yeah.
I think at the time it was so relevant that we did it. Anyway, but
oh, what if that was him calling back?
I know, that's what I thought. I was excited. No, I was excited. It was my manager. Hopefully I'm doing Bill Burr Presents. Anyway, so it's so true that that...
Yeah, because it was like...
Kind of tell your joke without telling your joke?
I mean, you can just go to my Instagram. It's like the on the first video. And just watch that whole set, please. Please help me.
Please.
But yeah, it's on my Instagram, but it's basically like the internet ruined our lives.
Yes.
And because we saw that when we were so young, like the internet videos started to pop off. There was even like these crazy shock videos. Like there's Pain Olympics.
Yes.
Where the guy cuts off his dick to win $1 million.
And he bleeds out.
And he dies.
And I remember.
We don't know.
Probably.
And there's also,
I remember watching that in middle school with my friends.
Yeah.
And just like, we just watched that casually.
Yeah, and there's also a video
you spin
I watched.
Me right
oh, Meat Spin.
Yeah, Meat Spin, and then LemonParty.org.
Lemon Party, which was like, they'd be like, oh, there's people would be like, go to Lemon Party. There's the best games. Because it was like when we were playing mini clips Shockwave
and that
games.
Polar bear who was bowling.
Polar bear. Yeah. And George Bush and the Queen shooting like terrorists. Like, remember those games?
I don't remember that one.
All right. Well, they exist and I didn't make it up. And so they'd be like, go, it has the best games. And then it'd just be like a train of old dudes.
Old people.
old dudes just like having sex with each other.
Crazy.
In like a train, standing up, which is actually, I've had sex, it's hard to do.
I remember being at a house.
Yeah, I'm saying that they're
running a train. I thought you meant literally
they're not even running
a train.
There's just like eight dudes lined up.
Yeah. But it's so funny because I was thinking about how, because in my stand-up, I've been talking about how I think like porn has ruined us because we're at the age where we always had access to it.
Right.
And like, I don't think that that's healthy, like growing up just always
being able to see that.
Yeah. But also like the idea of being on Chat Roulette or Omegle at the age of like 12 and just seeing dudes jack off.
Yeah, you just go to a thing and just be a dude's penis.
Yeah, you're just like at your friend's house like, ha ha ha, gonna talk to complete stranger pedophiles. Like, I feel like that has shaped my personality so much. People are always like, oh, why do you talk so laid back and chill? And it's like, oh, because I've been traumatized by strangers on the internet by choice.
Yeah, I watched like Three Guys, One Hammer.
Yeah, people are like, why do you...
Which is like a Ukrainian video of these dudes murdering somebody in the bush.
Yes.
And you can hear him like dying. And they're like stabbing him with a screwdriver and shit.
And it's like, obviously I talk like this. I can't be excited about things anymore.
I actually quit porn.
That's so cool.
I quit porn.
Everyone's absolutely gonna like, wanna fuck
and
you
that's,
after this.
And that's like a thing where it's like, oh, he's lying. Like people are like, you're a lie. You're yeah. a lie. But I quit it.
Yeah. For how long? You're like 3 days.
It's been 6 hours. Yeah. I relapsed.
That's why you showered.
I have my badge on my neck. You had to take a
cold shower.
Yeah. I took my cold shower because yeah. I was just watching some hot and heavy porn. Yeah. Now I quit because I read an article that you get like erectile dysfunction.
You're trying to have that long term.
Yeah.
Not, strong yeah, dick.
Yeah. Long term dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart planning yeah. for the future.
I want like dictator dick.
Yeah.
You can, it's never leaving.
That Kim Jong-un dick.
Yeah. You want that Kim Jong-un dick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I quit.
That's cool. How long has it been?
Like 2 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My God.
I still like jack off.
Hell yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But you just don't watch.
I just have to remember things.
Yeah.
I remember
like me
porn.
And the banana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that I could help you.
Or like any sexual encounter.
Mm.
I'll be like, oh, and then I'll.
Yeah.
And I'll do it.
That's cool. Do you in your head when you're rethinking of a sexual encounter? Do you kind of like spice it up even more in your head?
Of course.
Because there's so many sexual encounters that like,
of course.
Aren't that hot.
Right.
Most sexual encounters aren't really hot. It's a lot of like thinking.
Right.
Do you say people's name when you're having sex with them?
Not
like random people where you're just like Jeremy or like,
yeah,
you know, Timothy Chalamet.
If I'm with someone?
Yeah. Like, are you saying their name?
Yeah. I personalize it.
Do you
bit.
Do it? It's like a get well card.
Yeah. It's like, What are those ad libs?
Yeah, you're just
I have
like
all the things
in.
I say, and I
yeah, you're like here's the script, and now
oh,
I'll just
oh, I need a verb here.
Yeah. Hey, could you give me an adjective?
Good.
Are we coming up with bits?
Yeah,
we should write sometime.
Oh man, Jeremy, come through.
Jeremy, we need you.
Jeremy slides
but
in.
But when
just
you're
like
saying,
leaning.
He's like butterfly kisses. But yeah. When you're saying. Because this was another joke that I'm trying to work on that I can't really get a grasp on. When you're saying someone's name, the person you're with's name in the bedroom, does it feel like, is it hot to you when you're saying it? Or are you saying it because you've just seen it done and you think that that's what you're supposed
nah,
to do?
I'm saying it because I know that they like it.
But here's the thing. Plot twist.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Don't say my name. It doesn't because I'm thinking they're saying this because they think they're supposed to.
I like...
That's why porn is bad because everything everyone's doing is right. based on what they think they're supposed to do because
I mean
of
you
porn
should just say what
things.
You're thinking in the moment. And what I'm thinking in the moment is usually like
wow.
I'm like
don't crack
oh, you're
the
wet.
Eggs.
Oh, you're wet.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
This could be tighter but it's chill.
Do you think that?
No.
Have you ever thought that?
No.
Lies. Lies. See what I'm
Name
thinking?
Names.
Well, I wouldn't say I think this should be tighter.
No, no, no. But I was going to say to who I thought
oh.
that.
Exactly.
I just said the name of the person who I earlier had said.
Has a ghostwriter. See, because if I was saying out loud the things that I'm thinking during sex, I'd be like, this is taking forever.
Yeah.
It's always so much longer than it needs to be.
I'm always
how
like,
much how many
I'm
how,
always
how
like,
many minutes tops are you in there?
I mean it varies. I mean it can vary from 1 to 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, but no longer than 30? Typically on average?
I never time my longest time. And okay. Are we including foreplay in that?
See,
cuz if we include foreplay then yeah.
What is your?
I'm just trying to
your foreplay,
trying to eat
like,
pussy for like
Civil War reenactment, for, like role play. You're like
yeah.
greasing up a.
I dress up as like a colonel
shooter. Yeah,
not a colonel. As a popcorn. I meant corn. What the fuck is that? Yeah, colonel's. Okay, yeah, it just felt weird. I said it and I was like, that sounds like popcorn, but. They say Colonel Sanders, yeah. But it's C-O-L. That word
O-N-E-L.
Sucks.
That's a shitty word.
Fuck that word.
Yeah, most people don't do foreplay and that, see, this is the thing with people our age, and obviously there's exceptions to the rule. Obviously, Gavin's a sex god, but a lot of people.
I never said that. I'm fine. And you want to think you're the best. So, yeah.
But because in porn, it's always like cutscenes. It'll be like 2 seconds where you see them like looking at the pussy, and then it's just like cut to them like fucking banging.
yeah.
Guys aren't doing anything.
There's a great Twitter account. In your experience?
In my experience, guys are just going straight for the kill.
I mean, I'm like, I love to eat pussy. Like, I have sisters. I want women to feel good. You just have to fuck, dude. That you are only fucking only children.
I am.
Only children don't fuck good.
No.
They're selfish.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. They're selfish. And they don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah. only kids. You know, like OnlyFans, there should be a website for only kids. And it's only just kids. Them trying to get better at
pleasing other people. Pleasing other people, yeah.
Because they're too spoiled. Mama's boys, that's a nightmare. Well, you don't want that.
No. And my problem with porn was, I used to do a bit about this, but
the editing?
No, not the editing.
The cinematography.
Is it like the porn that we watch is just like people like us, like trying to make rent.
And yeah, it's like you sad. See the struggle. Yeah,
it's like sad
because we've all considered at one point being like, should I do that? So you see yourself in them.
Yeah, you see yourself in them.
Yeah,
and that's how you come.
Yeah, you're like, oh man,
that's me.
I've worked so hard for this moment. Imagine if the Safdie brothers made porn.
That's just amateur porn, like with the guys holding the camera and shit.
Yeah,
that's just a Safdie brothers movie. It's like really close up. They don't have a location. But there's this great Twitter account. It's called Out of Context Porn. And they just play like like scenes like before they fuck.
Yes.
And it's so funny.
I also
the acting and it's like all setups to like people about to have sex. It's so funny.
I love porn.
There's the one where a dude like he fully made a pizza and there's like two old guys and two women sitting at the dinner table and they're like, hurry up. And he's like, what? I got to make it special. And you're like, this is just a frozen pizza.
Yeah.
And it's like taking a long time. The guys are getting mad. And then so he walks over with the pizza and then he like
comes on it.
No, he puts it on his dick. So his dick is like through the middle of the pizza. And then everybody is mad. They're like, oh my God, this is your. And then they all leave. And then the one girl's looking at it and she's like, I'm not going to let this gonna go to waste. Yeah.
I'm hungry.
It shit is so funny.
That's sick.
It's like, it's comedy.
It's so good. The Safdie brothers could never.
Yeah. I just miss that from porn. That's why I watched that Twitter account.
Yeah.
But we never watched like VHS tapes. That's even scarier to me. People that go and like
get a VHS. One time I was traumatized. I was like in elementary school and I was going to watch a movie in my dad's room on VHS.
Yeah.
And I just hit play on whatever movie was already in there. Big mistake. Always check your dad's VHSs.
Yeah, especially your dad with his wet collar.
With his soaking wet collar.
His sopping wet collar.
Oh my God. So I pressed play and it was like this old school like black and white bush porn. Oh. And this was before I had seen any of this stuff. So I just screamed. I didn't know what to do. I was like, ah! And my dad was downstairs and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, spider. Because I didn't want to call him out. I couldn't call out my father. You know, that's his pleasure. And
of course.
His cross to bear, his crocs to spare.
Did you ever watch Red Shoe Diaries?
No.
It was just like on like, it was on like channel, it was on like channel 41, like on Fridays, like late, like 1 a.m. And it would be like, there are people in it that you would recognize from like, they're like actors, you know? But it's like softcore porn. But it's like a whole setup. And it just to like see like one nipple.
That's so
and
sick.
Then you'd see the nipple and you'd be like, I gotta fucking jerk off right now.
I'm about to explode.
You like watch this terrible story I've just for like nipple. Softcore like porn moment where they have sex where it's like
that's cut, why you
and
that's,
it's like dissolving.
See, that's why you like foreplay so much. Because you were in the softcore game before.
Wow. Yeah. Because of Red Shoe Diaries.
Because of Red Shoe Diaries.
RSD.
RSD.
Shout out to RSD.
Hey, on that note, let's wrap.
Or Debbie Does Dallas.
Okay, I don't need it.
Did you ever watch that? It was just like, it was like some like, it was like on Showtime.
Skinamax.
Yeah, and it was like
I remember when I used to.
It was like a documentary of like this like porn studio. but they would, it was like weekly episodes.
Oh, that's cool.
And you could see titties and stuff.
Damn. Titties are so tight.
Yeah.
Damn.
You want to put them together?
Squeeze them up. Oh my God. I was at a bar by my house the other night, and there was this guy who was having his bachelor party there, and it's like literally just like a random bar. It's like, this is your idea of a bachelor party, whatever, go off, king. Right. And he had a bucket list for his bachelor party that he had to complete. And one of them said, I was like, let me look at that list because I'm here to help. One of them was like two girls kissing. I was with my two gays from Canada who are fans of the pod and also friends. Shout out to Chloe and Maggie, my two lesbian queens. And I was so down to make out with either of them for this.
But and they were like, we'll make out with each other. They said that?
No.
So you did make
out. But just in my head, I was like, I would make out with you guys.
She just said something.
Well, but then I saw on his list, it said pee in my own mouth. I was like, I think... You just want to do this. I feel like he was just getting married so he could be in his own mouth for his bachelor party bucket list.
I know. And then like 10 years down the line, he's like in this loveless marriage, peeing in his own mouth in secret. And he's like, I should have just kept doing this.
I know.
He's like, I didn't have to marry this, but then on this
his
bitch.
But then on his list, it said motorboat someone. And so I was like, come to mommy. And so it was the worst because I'm wearing like a layer of clothing, like a thick sweater. And I just tried to squeeze my titties together through this, right. And it didn't work. Motorboating's the worst. Because even if you got big old titties, you're still going to get that middle chest part. No matter if, and then if you squeeze them together, it's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Anybody who's like, I love to motorboat women is sad.
Sad, yeah.
They're sad inside.
They're sad.
Yeah. You're motorboating, depressed.
There's so many other things you could do.
You're depressed.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. What do you have going on? What's going on, Gav?
Nothing. Is this like that wrap up?
This is a wrap up.
Okay, sick. I mean, I got nothing going on.
Just follow him on the online.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Gavin Matz. And watch that set. I got a couple stuff. I got some stuff up.
He's got some stuff online. We had an audition where if we both get cast, we could potentially play cousins in this new show that is coming out. And I really hope that happens because of our solid chemistry on this podcast. We should send this to the casting directors.
Yeah. Yeah. Unedited.
Unedited. Uncut. Uncut gems.
This is an uncut gem.
Okay. Is there anything else?
No.
Okay. Nothing else for me. Go to my website to find out where I'm performing. Bye.